Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Cindy Pearlman in Las Vegas with the entertainment news for Dean Richards today. Dean will be back with us Monday. Good morning, Cindy. What do we know about Top Gun 3?
Happy Friday, Bob. Well, now that the Skydance Paramount merger is a done deal, it's time to get back to big business for Paramount. Number one priority for them is that Maverick sequel or Top Gun 3. Tom Cruise has gone on the record saying he can't wait to do it. You've got Miles Teller and Glenn Powell back as Rooster and Hangman, and they're fast-tracking it for a movie that's supposed to be about Maverick facing a personal crisis, making it his last mission. But isn't it always his last mission?
Yeah, it is. And Paramount's got another Timothy Chalamet movie in the pipeline, don't they?
Timothy Chalamet, James Mangold movie called Highside. That's another big budget one. This time it's about motocross, and it's a heist film at the same time. So that's a good deal because Mangold's a good director, and it's supposed to be sort of in the vein of that movie Heat. Remember that old Al Pacino, Robert De Niro movie that was so good years ago?
Yeah, that was a good one. What's Paramount saying about the Star Trek franchise?
Well, Trekkies should be happy. Not one, but two Star Trek films are in development now. One with a whole cast of new characters, future Trekkies, and then old school Trekkies get their dose too. A new big movie with Captain Kirk, Spock, and the rest of the gang.
New music to talk about this morning. Let's listen to a little bit of David Byrne, and then we'll talk about this. I like the sound of that. Everybody laughs.
I mean, how could you not dance around the house listening to that one? It's such an infectious song.
Yeah.
It's part of David Byrne's new album called Who is the Sky, out September 5th. And that's the first single, but two other singles dropped yesterday, which are equally as good. And of course, David Byrne's coming to Chicago October 29th and November 1st at the Auditorium Theater. The cool thing, he's in a big profile in Rolling Stone magazine right now, and he said that title, Who is the Sky, for the new album, came because someone sent him a text, but it came out wrong. It was one of those voice texts, and it said, Who is the Sky, instead of whatever the person was trying to say. And Byrne said, that's such a beautiful phrase. I'm going to make that the title of my next album.
Nice. Who is this guy? That's very cool. And that's new music from David Byrne coming to Chicago here with his tour, October 29th and November 1. Daniel Day-Lewis is coming back, too. What's his project?
You know, he was a Mohican. He was Lincoln. About 8 years ago, Daniel Day-Lewis said, I'm done with Hollywood. I'm retiring, which none of us believed because guess what? It was not true. He's back on the big screen this fall in a movie called Anemone. And he couldn't say no to the director because it's his 27-year-old son, Ronan Day-Lewis, making his directorial debut. And this sounds really good, though. It's Day-Lewis and it's their good family friend, actor Sean Bean, in a story about fathers and sons and also brothers, and one of the brothers is a hermit. Of course, that's Daniel Day-Lewis because he specializes in playing oddball characters.
Of course, that's in theaters this fall. On Netflix, coming soon, what do we know about this series called The Big Mistake?
Dan Levy of Schitt's Creek fame. Everyone's been waiting to see what he's going to do next, and it is finally here. It's called Big Mistake. 8 episodes coming to Netflix next year, and it follows Nikki and Morgan, two deeply incompatible siblings who don't get along, but they must get along because they're blackmailed into joining the world of organized crime. Levy's playing Nikki, and an actress named Taylor Ortega from the show Ghosts is the Morgan, and Lori Metcalf from Roseanne fame plays their mother. And Levy said yesterday that it's been his life mission to do a project where Lori Metcalf is his mother.
Lori Metcalf, we love her in Chicago, don't we?
Totally.
The Amazing Race, season 38. Is that possible? The cast has been revealed. What do we know?
Season 38. I love this show. I think I've seen all 38. And this year, it's Big Brother. So a lot of the former contestants on Big Brother are going to be on the race, fighting, you know, deciding who's going to eat bugs, all the good Amazing Race stuff. And teams will include couples, a mother-daughter, sisters, an engaged couple, brothers. Returns September 25th on CBS. A little different this year. It starts in Amsterdam, but people have a challenge before Phil says the race is on. And, of course, Phil's back. And my horror of horrors is the big first challenge is a skydive of 13,000 feet over Romania. There's no way, Bob. I would be crying up there. No way.
Of course. You know, I don't think I've ever watched The Amazing Race, but I keep hearing from people that as far as reality shows go, that is one of the best, one of the most creative.
It's one of the most creative. They had a challenge once where you had to literally find a key in a haystack, a whole field of just hay, and people, all the contestants were crying. It was such a horrible task. And another one where they got a foot massage that lasted a half an hour. They were in such pain, but they had to just take it instead of, you know, opting out of the race. Although, again, the worst things, there's always a bad heights challenge where you have to drop off a building. And these are normal people. These are not people who rappel. And, and there's always something bad like that where I can barely even watch, let alone think of doing it.
I may have to check it out. Cindy Perlman reporting from Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate your time. And we'll talk to you again soon. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.